This is your Sky Sports Radio weekly podcast preview of Sydney racing. And of course, it's Randwick Guineas Day there out at Randwick. Paul Joyce is joining us in our podcast preview. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. Looking forward to this meeting as we sort of get into the full swing of autumn. But it's a tricky quaddie, I've got to say. The Canterbury Stakes, the Randwick Guineas barrier draw has really thrown my original tips around. So make sure you tune back in Saturday morning. There may be a couple of very minor adjustments to these numbers, but obviously I'm working off a good four, maybe a soft five track, and the rail's out basically 6 metres. So should be a fantastic day.
Yeah, as we know, we had a little bit of rain earlier in the week. I think Navesh Ramdani generally feels, Paul, that we're going to have a similar track to what we struck last Saturday.
Yeah, exactly, and that was great, wasn't it? A bit of give out of the track, but the track's in terrific order. So look, there's not a lot of rain forecast. I think we've had a few showers early in the week, and that should just about see us out. So, I mean, we could get into the good four range, but these tips are pretty much done for a soft five.
Understand. All right, well, let's have a look at them. And as you say, we've got the Group 1s to kick start. So race 6, the Canterbury Stakes, a field of 9 at this stage.
Yeah, field of 9, Andrew. Look, speed in the race. Global Glamour's got the blinkers back on. I think she can get across and lead, and I think she'll give a really big sight here, as she did in the Apollo Stakes. She comes back 100 metres here. And the other runners will probably keep some pressure on. Showtime's been showing good pace, particularly down in the Futurity. He led them up there. So he's one that could take Global Glamour on. Tulip's drawn perfectly to get a good trail. And obviously a Fox Play could press forward from her wide gate. Now, Andrew, I spent ages on this race, and I just struggled to find out. They're all sort of in different stages of their prep. We've got a couple first up that are probably giving fitness away. We've got a few that are up and running, but are they genuine Group 1 weight for age horses? In form, I'd say probably not. So at the moment, I've gone 7 on top, Global Glamour, because she ticks a few boxes for me. She's fit and up and running. She's in form, as she ran second in the Apollo. And she is a Group 1 winner. She's won 2 Group 1s. So I've sort of got to lean her way at sort of that each-way odds mark and put her on top. But obviously there's a few coming out of a spell here that could just about knock her off. And the biggest one of those would be the one Happy Clapper. Been trialling brilliantly. He is a Group 1 winner. He won the Epsom, of course, last year. And he's come up with Barrier 1. So tell you what we're doing for the quaddie. That's what people are interested in. You're going to be, you'll fall off your chair, Andrew. We're taking 8 runners.
Well, what's the one we're leaving out?
And I'll tell you what, if it wins, I'll throw the ticket up and kick something close to me. I'm leaving out Darren, and I'm putting in the rest of them. So the whole lot of them go in, bar Darren. That's the easiest way to get through that first leg. Because, Andrew, every time I was going to leave one out, I went back and said, well, how could you leave it out? And, yeah, I was talking horses like Clearly Innocent, Tulip, Showtime. You just can't leave them out. So they're all going in, bar Darren.
All right. Have you got any particular... So are you looking at this stage...
Global Glamour from Happy Clapper, but otherwise throw the lot in.
Okay, so 7-1, and the only one that we're leaving out is Darren number 4. So that's the thoughts, and of course, Paul will be on air 10 o'clock Saturday morning to enlighten us a little bit more. We're going to have to shorten up here somewhere along the road, but how do you shorten up in a Randwick Guineas?
Well, I think we can to a degree here. I really do, because, as I said, the barrier draw sort of changed the way I was going to play this race. I was all set to back D'Argento to turn the tables on Kemantari from the Hobartville Stakes run. But then the barriers came out, and it was exactly the way I didn't want them to fare. Kemantari drew the best in gate 4. He's going to get the absolute gun run just behind a solid tempo. And the other danger, Pierrata, drew 1. So he's also going to get the gun run. And my original top pick, D'Argento, well, he came up with 14. So, look, I think Chris Waller and Hugh Bowman will have to have a good conversation how they play this, because they'll probably have to go back and ride for luck, or at least ride very patiently, or throw the dice early and try and slot in and find a spot, which could end up posting him deep and giving him a really torrid run, which will flatten him a degree, considering he's probably heading to the Rosehill Guineas and the Derby. So I've had to change. I'm now Kemantari on top, and for the quaddie, we'll just go 3, 10, and 5. So we've got Kemantari on top, who's got the form on the board, got the right gait. And look, I'm sure he'll run a mile. He ran second in a Caulfield Guineas. So he's pretty safe to say he's the horse to beat. D'Argento from the gate, if they go back and ride for absolute luck, he's going to need all the breaks to get home over top of two such good horses as Kemantari and Pierrata, who's also going into our quaddie. So 3, 10, and 5 in the second leg. and we've had to trim it up, as you said, and I think with those three, they are dead set top quality Group 1 3-year-old.
Yeah, they certainly are. What a race it'll be. 3, 10 and 5, Paul Joyce's thoughts in the Randwick Guineas. Race 8's the Winona Girl, and a few of these coming back to racing, while Perizzada's up and going for Ronnie Weston and John Nisbet. All over Bossa Nova's joined John O'Shea stable, and Sugar Bella, well, it's been freshened up.
Yeah, what a race again. It took a long time to do the form for this meeting, and this was another race that you sort of had to go back and reassess a few times. But in the end here, there is good speed. We've got Miss Gunpowder. We've got all over Bossa Nova. Perizzada's drawn off the track, and we've got Slow Burn, who's drawn right off the track, so she'll go forward and put the speed on. We've gone 9, 4, 5 and 1. I think we'll have the winner in those four. We've got Sugar Bella on top, who's such a progressive mare. The sectional she can run are quite staggering, and she's got that lovely gait with good speed up front. So she's very well placed here, Sugar Bella. She's also 2 from 2 at Randwick. The 4, Perizzada, we got some money out of her last start in a benchmark 95. Well, she's still well placed here, 53.5 kilos. Just a tricky gait, just not sure where she's going to get to. She races best with cover, so it's a little bit tricky for her. All over Bossa Nova, first up for John O'Shea. She trialled beautifully at Randwick coming into this, so she'll be right up there on speed and give a good sight. And then you've got Ravi, who loves racing fresh. She's had a couple of trials. She won first up last prep, should have won second up down at Caulfield, and she's drawn well. So she goes in despite carrying that 59 kilos. So it's 9, 4, 5 and 1, Andrew. I'm tipping we're alive coming into the last.
Okay, 9, 4, 5 and 1. The last is the Randwick City Stakes. Large lineup, 14 plus 1 emergency. And a couple of these are looking progressive types as well, coming into a listed race.
Yeah, look, at first I looked at this and it was the same story. I thought, how many chances have we got here? But once I've narrowed it down, I really think we can narrow it down to only two hopes, which basically I had to do because we'd shot all our bullets early. But number 8, Allward on top. I mean, he was a good thing beaten first up over 1,500, which is short of his best trip, but that was behind Selman and Show a Star. He was climbing all over their backs. He was checked at the 200. If he'd got out at any stage, he just wins that race. But he didn't. He's 5 from 5 at the 2,000 metres, which is quite an astounding stat. And he's also had two goes at Randwick for a first and a second. Throw Karen McAvoy on his back, 53.5 kilos. I think he's one of the best bets of the day, Allward. But I'm going to throw in number 3, Singing, as well, because we can afford to. And this horse, of course, failed in the Parramatta Cup as favourite, but he pulled up with heart arrhythmia, and he's trialled really well since. How often do you see it? They have that heart arrhythmia, come back and win next start at double figure odds. He's around the $11 mark. So we'll put Singing back in. He's probably the only real leader in the race, and I think he may get a soft time of it. So in the last leg, Andrew, numbers 8 and 3. Now, even though we've gone so wide in the first, because I've trimmed it up later on, it's $20 gets us a touch over the 10% at this stage. So we've actually come in under budget, would you believe it?
Well, the only thing I can say is let's just hope we can get through that first leg. If Darren looms up at the 100, I know you'll be going for a stiff drink.
Yeah, well, I'll be wearing, I'll wear some steel cap boots, I think, because if Darren Deadset wins the first race, he's the only one that I could safely put the pen through. He hasn't looked like winning a race for a long time, and when he has, it's been on a bottomless heavy track. So, yeah, if he knocks us all off at 30 or 40 to 1, Andrew, I'll be kicking something hard. I'll make sure I wear some steel cap boots.
No, you'll be right. All right, so there's the quaddie at this stage. That'll kickstart, give you a bit of a play on what Paul's current thoughts are. And as I say, he'll be back live on Saturday morning, Sky Sports Radio, with the up-to-date information, of course, with track conditions and any scratchings that might pop up. I'll chat to you then, Paul.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview. And don't forget, Joycey's going to be on air Saturday afternoon as well, analysing these races with Darren Flindell.